Delaware sports betting soars to $7.6 million in September. In September, Delaware recorded a total sports betting handle of $7.6 million, an increase of 216.7% from the $2.4 million received in August. September's handle was the highest total in Delaware since January 2023. However, it was a decrease of 14.6% compared to September 2022's $8.9 million. In terms of revenue, operators combined achieved a total revenue of $958,547, a drop of 65.6% year-on-year but surged 208.9% compared to August. Regarding specific operators, Delaware Park ranks first in the state with $130,379 in revenue from a $1.9 million handle. As usual, Bally's Dover maintains its second position with $71,880 in revenue from $1.0 million in bets. Harrington Raceway is in third spot with $30,707 in revenue from a handle of $434,662. Other retail locations generated an additional $725,583 from $4.3 million in bets. As per iGaming, players in the first state wagered $39.3 million in live casinos, up 3.4% year-on-year and a 21.3% increase compared to August. From the figure, bets amounting to $22.3 million were placed on video lottery games, while $17.0 million was wagered on table games. Delaware's stable September iGaming revenue. At $1.1 million, September iGaming revenue was on par with August but down 15.4% from the $1.3 million recorded in the same month last year. Video lottery games contributed the highest to the total revenue at $856,402, while table games accounted for $219,505. Poker rake and fees generated an additional $33,043. Delaware Park also maintained its leading position in the iGaming market with revenue of $534,015 from $22.2 million in wagers. Bally's Dover was next with $356,861 in revenue off $10.3 million in bets. Harrington Raceway recorded $218,074 in revenue from $6.8 million in bets. In August 2023, Delaware signed a 5-year agreement with Rush Street Interactive to power its iGaming offering in the jurisdiction.